Good evening. Well, friends, we are here together to celebrate, as our brother Kevin said. We are here to celebrate the greatest gift ever given, a gift that is unparalleled. There is no gift ever given that is like the gift of God's Son to fallen humanity. And I hope that as we give our gifts this season, that we will remember and reflect upon this gift, the gift of the Son to this world. And it's all the more amazing that God gave this gift of his Son because it was to an ungrateful world that he gave his Son. God has been bestowing gifts upon this world ever since the very beginning of creation, hasn't he? He's given food, he's given water, he's given everything that we need for life to an ungrateful and rebellious world that has turned against him. And then he went beyond that and he gave the greatest gift, the gift of his Son. And we see this described in those words that are known so well to us from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And we behold the love of God in this greatest act of gift-giving that the world has ever seen. And it's the one gift that the world needed. Salvation from sin. And so this is what we celebrate this evening. And what I want to do this evening as we consider the words from Matthew 1 is to look at verse 21 of the words that our brother Bill read. Those words are these: She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And I want to focus on the name of Jesus. What is this name? What does it mean? What does it say about who Jesus is? And so why was this name chosen? As Joseph and Mary were considering this unique pregnancy that had come about by the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit, how would they name this child who was so special? Well, they didn't get to choose. The name was given to them, and it was a significant name. It was a powerful name, and it was the name Jesus. So in this story in Matthew 1, the angel comes in a dream to Joseph. Joseph is wondering what to do. It's understandable. He's confused about what has happened, and he's wondering what is the right course of action. And he determines that he will put Mary away. He will no longer marry her because of what he perceived as an act of immorality. But instead, the angel intervenes and comes to Joseph and says, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So what does the name Jesus mean? Well, simply in Hebrew, the name Yehoshua means God saves, or the Lord saves. The very name Jesus means God who saves. And that's why it is explained here. He will save his people from their sins. And I want to show that when verse 21 says that he will save his people from their sins, that Jesus saves his people in every way they need saving. He saves us from the guilt of sin. He saves us from the bondage of sin. He saves us from the consequences of sin. He saves us from all the ways that sin afflicts us. So before we consider how Jesus saves us, we want to define what is sin. What is this thing that we needed saving from? The thing that we couldn't save ourselves from. And simply put, sin is the violation of God's law. God is the supreme lawgiver of the universe. He has given us his law, and we have chosen to rebel against him and to break his law over and over and over again. And whether we know it or not, God's law stands, and it is the standard by which we are all judged. And so the Bible describes how we suffer from the guilt of sin, that we are guilty for breaking this law. And secondly, we also see the Bible says that we are slaves of sin. Not only do we have this guilt of the sin, the laws that we have broken, but we also are enslaved to our own desires, enslaved to our own lusts. And then thirdly, the final consequence of sin is death. God warned Adam and Eve, on the day that you eat the fruit of the forbidden tree, you shall die. And we have been seeing those consequences play out ever since that day. And so who will save us from these things? This is the good news of Christmas. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So first, Jesus saves us from the guilt of sin. What is guilt? Well, first of all of us have felt guilt, haven't we? We grew up knowing that when we broke the commandments of our parents, we would feel some guilt when they would correct us. And we also feel guilt, every single one of us, because we have broken the law of God. Our consciences bear witness that we have broken his law. But maybe you say, I don't feel guilt. I don't feel guilty. I'm not sure about this law that you speak of. It is often the case that sometimes people don't feel the guilt that they should. But as you go into the criminal justice system, you go into a courtroom, the judge never asks the defendant, do you feel guilty? Feel guilty or not feel guilty? No, the question is, do you plead guilty or not guilty? And as the defendant is tried, there'll be witnesses brought out, there'll be evidence brought out, the lawyer will seek to defend the defendant, but at the end of the day, the court wants to know, is this person guilty? And whether we feel guilt or not, the Bible says that every single one of us is guilty. That as we come to the courtroom of God, none of us will be able to plead innocent. All the evidence is rather obvious for every single one of us. And so we are all guilty. But Jesus intervened. He stepped in. He saved his people from their sins. Jesus took the sins of his people. He went to the cross. He bore those sins upon himself. He took that infinite debt that none of us could repay and paid it. And the Bible says that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will not be condemned anymore. John 3:18, Jesus says, whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. So first, Jesus saves us from the guilt of sin that we all are liable for. Secondly, Jesus saves us from the bondage of sin. Matthew 1:21, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Sin is a cruel and hard master. Sin is a master that is never satisfied with your labors for it. It always wants more. It whips you and whips you and asks you to keep giving and keep giving it more. Who in this world has ever fully satisfied the lusts of their heart? Who has ever found full satisfaction in their sin such that they don't need to sin anymore? Has there ever been a gambler that was so content after all his gambling that he didn't need to gamble anymore? People that idolize money always want more money, don't they? If money is your idol, you always end up thinking, if I could just get a little more. If I could just have a little more. Sin wants more of you. What of the man or woman who commits sexual immorality? Have they ever been satisfied and freed from their sexual immorality by committing sexual immorality? Certainly not. It only leads to more bondage. What angry man is there who has ever felt peace after he has been angry? Does anger get him the satisfaction that he wants? No, it does not. And so we deceive ourselves as well when we think, if I just had that one thing, I will be satisfied finally. And then we get that thing, and then what do we think? If I just had that one thing, I will be satisfied. Jesus warns us in John 8, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Friend, have you felt the bondage of your sin? Have you seen how your lusts are never satisfied? Have you seen how sin always wants more? The good news of Christmas is that Jesus saves from that bondage. He sets captives free. Jesus saves us not only from the guilt of sin, but the slavery of sin, that we do not have to satisfy our lusts. We can be freed from them. He can break the chains of the hardest lust, the hardest sin, and set men free. John 8, so if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. This is the good news of Christmas. Thirdly, Jesus saves us from the consequences of sin. The consequence of sin is that we face death, and if we are not in Christ, we face eternal punishment. Romans 6 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Sin does not pay well. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For those who love their sins and will not repent of their sins, they have death as the wages of that which they have chosen. And the consequences of sin are much more than just sadness and grief in this life, but there is sadness and grief in eternity to consider. But Jesus says that if you look to him in faith, if you believe in him, that death has no power over you anymore. John 5:24, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Through Jesus, we are forgiven. Through Jesus, we are set free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus, we are set free from the fear of death and the fear of judgment. These words from Matthew 1:21 are precious words because they remind us that when we hear the name Jesus, the Lord saves, we know that we have a mighty Savior. We have a Savior who can save to the uttermost those who call upon him by faith. He isn't just half a Savior. He doesn't just get you forgiveness and leave you enslaved to your sin. And he gives you assurance that you will not face judgment on that great day. And Jesus, he also invites you. He invites you to come to him because he has promised that anybody who comes to him, he will never turn them away. John 6, verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will not cast out. Jesus never turns away those who come to him. That is the good news of Christmas. So again, we are here to celebrate. We're celebrating a mighty Savior, the Lord who saves. And as we consider the name of Jesus, we consider our need for saving once again. We need a Savior, don't we? Let us give thanks to God for this greatest gift that we continue to celebrate. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for sending us your Son, Jesus, our mighty Savior. We thank you that you have given us a Savior who saves us from the guilt of sin, the power of sin, the consequences of sin, that you have given us a Savior who saves us from everything we need saving from. Grant us, O Lord, thankful hearts as we reflect upon the birth of our Savior. And during this season, we pray that you would draw many to yourself, that the eyes of many would be opened to see that they also are in need of saving, just as the rest of us. And we ask these things in the strong name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.